We now come to Resh. I had said Shin, but actually to Resh. Re'e oni v'chalatzeni ki toratacha lo shachakti. See my affliction and rescue me, for I do not forsake or forget your Torah. Re'e is from the root ra'ah, to see. It is a cow imperfect second masculine singular from ra'ah. And oni is from oni, a noun that means affliction. And notice the e is your pronominal suffix, first common singular. So see my affliction and deliver me or rescue me. That is just your conjunction, followed by the imperative chalatz. Notice chalatz means to deliver, and it is a PL imperative, second masculine singular from chalatz. Notice it has the pathak and the doubling of the middle radical indicating the PL stem in the imperative here. And then we have the helping vowel, the tsere, and the hinge, nun, followed by the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So deliver me or rescue me and in my afflictions and what I'm going through, for I do not forget your law. Ki is the conjunction for, and toratacha is from the noun Torah, meaning law. And notice that it's in construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular from Torah. For your Torah, lo shachakti, I have not forgotten. Notice la, lo, is just your negative particle, not. Shachakti is from the verb shachak, to forget. And notice it's the cow perfect first common singular with the T suffix. So I have not forgotten your Torah. Notice he is asking the Lord to see his affliction and to deliver him, to rescue him. And he assures the Lord that he has not forgotten his law. Even in the midst of his affliction, he's determined to be in the Torah, and he has not forgotten the law of the Lord. And what a beautiful application. Even in the midst of trials, the Word of God is to be centerpiece in the believer's life. I'm thinking of Paul, even in imprisonment, is writing God's Word. It was a part of his soul, and he was meditating on it. And the last thing that he told Timothy was in 2 Timothy chapter 3, to spend time in the Word of God, Timothy. It'll make you wise into salvation, which is in Jesus Christ. So even in the midst of his adversity, the one thing that stood out was the exhortation to Timothy to stay in the Word of God and to preach the Word. Keruk santan lagan, he said, preach the Word. And so we see this encouragement here, this word of encouragement to us from the psalmist. Then in verse 154, Riva rivi v'ge'aleini, that is, plead my cause or my case and redeem me. Notice Riva is your cow imperative, second masculine singular from Riv, a middle weak verb, meaning to plead, and it's intensive with the ha here ending. So plead my case. Riv means my court case or my case, and e is the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So plead my case and redeem me. Notice u is just your conjunction, and get aleni is from the verb ga'al, to redeem. Again, it is a cow imperative, second masculine singular, with the pronominal suffix e, preceded by the hinge in the tsere and the nun. So, redeem me, deliver me by your redemption, and quicken me. Le'im ratacha chayeni. Quicken me according to your word. Notice le meaning to, and imra is the noun for word, and imra becomes imrat in construct with cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. And hayeni is from the verb haya, to quicken. And notice it is a PL, it is a PL imperative, second masculine singular, from haya, to quicken, again with the pronominal suffix e, first common singular. So, quicken me to or according to your word. So basically he's asking the Lord to be the one that would plead his case and against all of his persecutors and redeem him and to quicken him according to the Lord's word, according to his word. Can we say that today, as Christians, we need to plead to the Lord to be our, can I say, lawyer, so to speak, to plead our case and to redeem us? And certainly we know that Christ has done that. He has become our Goel, our Redeemer, by his sacrifice upon the cross. And we can then pray that we can be quickened according to the Lord's word. Notice the word of the Lord gives life here. And we get life by being in the word of God. It gives us a spiritual quickening. So many times we spend time reading many other things, but it's the word that is the center of life. And this is what the psalmist is saying. And so he goes on, Rachok me'reshaim Yeshua, salvation is far from the wicked, ki hukecha lo darashu, for your statutes they do not seek. Notice rachok means far. And may, reshaim, may is your preposition from min, and the noon could not assimilate into the resh. So we have compensatory lengthening from a hirik to a tsere here, and the noon has elided. Rashaim is from the noun rasha, meaning wicked. And notice the im is your masculine plural ending. So far, literally, from the wicked, that is a distance from the wicked, is your salvation. Notice the verb is implied here. And Yeshua means salvation. It's interesting. It's a noun, feminine singular, from the noun Yeshua. Jesus is Yeshua, meaning Savior. And this is where we get the verb Yasha, meaning to save. So salvation here of the Lord's deliverance is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Notice ki is just your conjunction for. Hukecha is from the noun huka, meaning statute. And notice the noun is in the plural construct with ha. And so we have the segol yod. Your statutes, they do not seek. Lo is the negative particle not. Darashu is the cal perfect third person plural from darash. So basically what he's saying is salvation is far from those who are wicked, for they do not seek the Lord's statute. And may we be those that want to seek his statutes and not distance ourselves from them. The wicked do not conduct their lives according to the Lord's regulations, is what the psalmist is saying. And so we're to, in our heart and life, make sure that we direct our lives according to the Lord's statutes and testimonies and His will for our lives. So the psalmist goes on in 156, Rachamecha Rabim Adonai, Gemishpatecha Chayeni. Great are your compassions, O Lord. Notice Rachamecha is from Recham, meaning compassion, and the Segol Yod puts it in a plural construct, masculine plural construct, again with the pronominal suffix Cha, your compassions. They are many, or are numerous. Rabim is from Rab, and we have the im ending, putting it into a masculine plural adjective, meaning numerous are your compassions. And O Lord, the vocative of address to the Lord, quicken me, chayeni, according to your justice or your ordinance. Notice chayeni is from the verb chaya, to quicken. It is a PL imperative, second masculine singular, from chaya again, followed by the hinge and the N, and then the E, the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So quicken me according to your custom. That could be another way of understanding it. According to your justice. What he's really saying is your compassions are numerous. They're many. They're great. So Lord, give life to me as you are want, as you are, let's say, in the custom of doing, or according to your justice. So what a beautiful encouragement the psalmist is giving us concerning the Lord and how compassionate He is. And we can find in Him the quickening that we need in our spiritual lives. And then the psalmist goes on to describe his many persecutors. Rabim rodefai v'tzarai. Me'uratecha lo natiti. Notice many. Here we have an adjective followed by the many are understood, followed by rodefai. Rodefai is from the root radaf, to persecute, and notice it's basically a participle, a cal. Plural masculine participle from radaf, to persecute. The O gives it away, and the I is the pronominal suffix put on a plural form here, my persecutors. So many are my persecutors and my adversaries. Ve is just your conjunction. Sar is the word for adversary, and I is the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So many are my persecutors and my adversaries, yet in the midst of that, I have not turned aside, lo natiti me'orotecha, from your testimonies. Me'orotecha is from me, is just your preposition again, min, the noon has elided because the ayin could not assimilate it. And we have again compensatory lengthening from a hirik to a tsere, from. And then eda is the noun meaning testimony, and edot is the feminine plural of that noun. And segol yod puts it into a plural construct with cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So your testimonies I have not turned aside from. Lo is the negative particle followed by the cal perfect first common singular of the verb nata. Nata, final hey, lamed hey, means to turn away. And here the yod appears because historically this was a final lamed yod form. So I have not turned away from your testimonies. Even in spite of my many persecutors and my many adversaries, the psalmist is saying, I've been faithful to your testimonies. I have not turned away, but I've kept myself close to them, meditating upon them, reading them, trying to obey them. One of the things that we can say today as believers in Jesus, that there are many spiritual adversaries to the work of the Lord, and especially demonic beings that attack the soul. And in the midst of that, we can keep ourselves in God's testimonies. This is what the psalmist would encourage us. I have not turned away from your testimonies. And then he goes on to say in verse 158, Ra'iti bogadim v'et kotata asherim ratacha lo shamaru. I have seen or beheld those who are faithless, and I loathe them. The verb here, notice ra'iti, is the cal perfect, first common singular from ra'ah, to see. And bogadim is from bagad, to be faithless. And notice with the O vowel after the bait, we're looking at a participial form, at a cal masculine participle, followed by the im, which makes it plural. So those that are faithless, I have seen, and I, now this verb here is interesting, et kotata. The word or the root is kot, and notice it's a middle weak verb, a ayin vav, and here we have what is called a polel, a hit polel, from kot, meaning probably to feel a loathing or to loathe. And so this hit polel form is showing the doubling of the tet because of the middle weak ayin, the middle weak vav, I should say. It's a biradical root to show the hit pael, the doubling. Since the vav can't double, we double the final tet here, or the final consonant. So I have seen those that are faithless, and I loathe them. In other words, I really don't, I feel a loathing would be the best way to translate that. And the hit polel perfect, or I'm sorry, the hit polel imperfect from the verb kot, to feel a loathing for. So I have a loathing because I want to see people obeying your word, I believe is what the psalmist is saying. Because asher imratacha, your word, they have not kept or observed. Imratacha is from the noun imra, and notice imrat in construct then is followed by cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. Because your word lo is the negative particle, and shamaru is the cal perfect, third common plural from shamar. So I see those who are faithless, who are not faithful to the teachings of God's word, and I feel a loathing. Why? Because your word they have not kept. Again, we see the psalmist's love for the word of the Lord. And when he sees those that are turning away and disregarding it and becoming faithless to it, it causes a negative feeling in his soul. Again, we need to look at our own lives and say, is there anything in us whereby we would be faithless to the teachings of the Lord? And if there is, we need to loathe that and mortify the deeds of the flesh, as Paul says in Colossians, and come and make sure that we keep and observe God's word. this is would be a personal application of this text to each, to our own personal lives as we look at it. And then in verse 159, the psalmist continues, Re'e ki fikudecha ahavti Adonai kechastecha chayeni. See that your precepts I have loved. Notice Re'e is the cal imperative second masculine singular from Ra'a, and ki is just your conjunction that, and pikudecha is from pikud, meaning precept, and notice it's in the plural, masculine plural, in the segol yod here, followed by the second person pronoun pronominal suffix. See, for your precepts I love. Ahavti is from the verb ahav, to love, again the cal perfect first common singular with the t suffix. So see that your precepts, or we might even translate this, how your precepts that I love. O Lord, according to your loyal love, ka is the preposition as, or according to, and chastacha is from chesed, meaning love or loyal kindness, loving kindness. And ha, again, is the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So, O Lord, according to your loyal love, hayeni, that is, quicken me or give life to me. The verb is haya, to give life to. Again, we have a PL imperative, second masculine singular from haya, with the pronominal suffix in the E. So give life to me, O Lord, according to your kindness. He wants to tell the Lord how much that he loves his precepts. And he asks the Lord to quicken him according to the Lord's loving kindness. And may we be people that love the precepts of the Lord. May we want to follow his prescriptions as we find them in the Word, and then ask for the Lord to quicken us according to his loving kindness, to experience the spiritual life that he gives us. But we must love the Word and be in the Word in order for that to actually transpire or to happen. And so again, we see the love for the Word and the need of that love for the Word in the life of the psalmist. And so the psalmist concludes in 160, the Resh, by saying, Rosh devarcha emet, ule ulam ko mishpat sidkecha. The sum of your word, or the head of your word, literally, Rosh, the sum of your word is truth. And forever, all of your ordinances, all of your righteous ordinance endure, or last, or are eternal, or forever. Notice Rosh is the noun meaning head or sum, and Devar is the word for word, and Ha is the pronominal suffix. So it's just literally the beginning of your word. Here we have two nouns in construct, and ha is your pronominal suffix. So the beginning or the sum, the totality of your word is truth, emet. Emet is just a noun meaning truth. U le'ulam, and forever, u is just your conjunction and, le'ulam means forever, an adverb showing the eternality of God's word, forever, are all of your righteous ordinance, and all of your righteous ordinance, can I say, are forever, or implied, last forever. Kol is the adjective, meaning all, or the totality of your, and again here, mishpat is the noun meaning ordinance, or judgment, and sidkecha is the noun righteous, or the actually, we could translate this as either a noun or an adjective. All of your righteous judgments or righteous ordinance. I think I prefer that as an adjective, and ha is just your pronominal suffix. So, forever are all of your righteous judgment or judgments or ordinances. What a beautiful conclusion here that the sum of God's word is truth. We can trust it. We can rely upon it. And we can know that all of his judgments are righteous, but they are eternal. They are everlasting. And again, that's why we need to connect ourselves with God's word and that which is eternal, that which never ends. And it takes us as Christians to the eternal Son of God, who was in the beginning and who is co-eternal, we believe, as believers in Christ with God the Father. And so as we meditate on the Lord's word, we know its truth, and it takes us to the one who is eternal, God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, and takes us to that eternal righteousness that is declared by the Lord in his word. So, we're to love the word, and we're to understand that all of it, the sum total of it, the head of it, is full of absolute truth.